Oi, the former headbanger, who has a comb-over, is eating a heart-healthy lunch while on a break from his McJob. If you don't know what some of those words mean, perhaps you should check out the new edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. The 11th edition goes on sale today. Every 10 years, a new edition is published, and this one is a multimedia reference work with a CD-ROM version and a subscription to the dictionary's website. More than 10,000 words are inside, with a total of 225,000 definitions. John Morse, president and publisher of Merriam-Webster, says the internet boom alone has changed the vocabulary.
The fastest you might see a word enter the dictionary would be in 10 years in a rare case. Now, especially with words coming from electronic technology, that can happen really in as little as 4 or 5 years. Certainly that word dot-commer is an excellent example. The word was probably first used around 1997, but also words like extranet and sub-notebook.
Other tech terms, even though they are used widely, did not make the cut, such as blog.
A blog is short for a web log. It is a website that usually individuals maintain, where they record events in their lives, ideas, and the weblog word was shortened to blog. It's given birth to a verb, to blog, which means to maintain a blog.
Health and science also contributed to the new edition. Morris, a lexicographer for 20 years, says creative and playful expressions catches attention for new dictionary prospects, like a macabre entry from Stock Traders.
Dead cat bounce. And a dead cat bounce is the short-lived and often insignificant recovery in a share price that happens following a steep decline in the share price. And it comes from the notion that even a dead cat would bounce if dropped from a sufficient height.
John Morse is president and publisher of Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary. The 11th edition is on sale today. ¶¶